shouldn't be relegated to Purim. Purim is Ma'irer. I like that too. But it shouldn't be. I want to tell Shmuley from the whole Chevra, I love you, Chevra. Like, we have to, Rav Avi, I love you. We have to, like, be Purim. But nobody should think it's a hangover. We would have given a lot of respect. Somebody would have come in tonight with, like, some stain. The best guy, the yeshiva bacher, like, a day later, still has the costume and a stain on, comes into Shacharis. We were waiting by Shacharis. We had a big Shacharis the morning after. We were waiting. There was a prize offered for the first guy who came in like that. So, you know, we could say, I love you, Rav Josh, after. That's something we can bring into. And we could sing songs. We could sing Tashem. It doesn't have to be Utsu Eitzah. It doesn't have to only. I want to start with a niggin. We're allowed to write there. Bring it to the ear. So let's Utsu Eitzah. Then I have a vert. You'll want to sing after this vert. But I want to start. Utsu Eitzah V'Sufan. Hidabru Davar V'la Yaakov. So I wanna be mamshich. I wanna continue. We didn't make Abdullah after Purim. We wanna be mamshich. So I wanna share something. Kisisa attached to the Megillah, so we continue the Marvin B'Simcha, we continue the Geula, Legula, Vaiter, and Vaiter, like this. The Kasha in Kisisa, many asked this Kasha. David Rosenthal, our Chaver, is not here. I'm Burr, he has this Kasha. If he's around Shabbos, I'm going to ask him if he had this Kasha. He learns the Parsha well. The Kasha to all that are studying Parshas Kisisa this week. And the kasha is that Klal Yisrael sins the Egel. And Hashem says about Klal Yisrael in criticizing, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says to Moshe, Re'isi es ha'om hazeh, I see this nation, v'hine am k'shei ayrefu. I see they're a stiff, they're a brazen, k'shei ayref, stiff-necked people. Stiff-necked people, k'shei ayref. They're stiff-necked, stubborn, stiff-necked people, and therefore v'ata hinichli, leave me v'yichrapi ben. I'm going to unleash my anger at them v'achalim. V'esa ischal goy gadol, I'll make you a great nation, but I have to destroy. I have to get rid of achalim klal Yisrael because they're k'shei ayref. They're an am k'shei ayref. That's Hashem's complaint. That's what Hashem says about Klal Yisrael, describes us in Am Ksheirev. Remarkably, and the Rishonim asked the Kasha, the obvious Kasha, Two prakim later in Perek Lamed Daled, Moshe Rabbeinu is defending us. You can't make this up. You literally, I could feel these psukim. I once had the opportunity, a person who I appreciate was on trial and was convicted of a crime, and I had the opportunity to speak on his behalf. A few people can speak on his behalf. And I put a lot of thought what I want to say. He had already admitted and been convicted of a crime. So how do you defend? The first thing you think of anybody is don't say he didn't do it. Don't like what was said he done, he did. Don't talk about that. If he's convicted of something and he admitted to it, and that's like a given, you could talk about other stuff. The complaint when Hashem says to Moshe and really empowers Moshe, all of us know the Chazal, that Hashem saying to Moshe, Henichali, Toshes Koichai, Moshe Rabbeinu got weak, Hashem's upset, and Hashem said, Henichali, leave me, empowered Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Hashem is saying, you have a right to stop me. Because God doesn't need to ask Moshe Henichali. So it empowered Moshe Rabbeinu to pray. So what does he pray, Yankov? He's praying for a people who are Kishei Oirev. So talk about the other virtues. Grant this negative trait of Kishei Oirev, this tenacity, this stubbornness they have. But you can talk, you know what he does? It's remarkable. Vayomim namat sasi chem beinecha Hashem. Shem, please, if I find favor in your eyes, Yelechna Hashem b'kirbeinu, please, we want you in our midst. Listen, you can't, it's amazing. Ki am k'she'ayrefu. Please, Hashem, you should be with us. We're k'she'ayref. Like, ain't k'teger nasa seneger. That was the problem. The problem, God complained, is ki am k'she'ayrefu. And remarkably, Moshe Rabbeinu's defense, he says, Yelech na Hashem b'kirbeinu, ki am k'she'ayrefu. Hashem said, as the problem, Moshe Rabbeinu elicited that as a schus, we're k'she'ayref. V'salach lav enenu chatasenu chatanu. What's happening here? The kasha is a very, very strong kasha. Rishonim asked this kasha. It's not Hashem tainas. The conversation is strange. I'm destroying them. Achalim ki am k'she'ayrefu. Hashem, you should stay with us and forgive us. Ki am k'she'ayrefu. A strange conversation. The back and forth. Very two parakim apart. Same pasuk tes. One lamed beis, one lamed dalid. The chevra should look at these two psukim. This conversation is a difficult, very difficult conversation, the back and forth. But I'd like, based on my very limited, very, very poor understanding of Sfas Emes, I'd like, just as I read a Sfas Emes, I was zeicher to see before Purim a Sfas Emes. I'm not zeicher to fully grasp, but it's things are churning. I want to share with my friends something I saw. I shared with some on Purim, and something that I want to continue to think about. This is not a vert. It's a mahalach in my life and your life. The ramifications are making my mind spin. I had a long conversation with a friend today. The ramifications of this Sfas Emes are like things are churning in my mind. I want to share this with you, and at least my understanding of it, and share the Sfas Emes as follows. Klal Yisrael did a chet in the Megillah, one of the greatest chataim of our history. I would equate it very much to the chet ha'egel. I would say it seems to be worse than the chet ha'egel. Why do I say that? Why would I make that claim? In this chet ha'egel, Hashem says, achalim, but I'll build Klal Yisrael through you, Moshe Rabbeinu. There was never kli as kol Yisrael. There was a gzeira, there was a gzeira that Hashem said achalim on the rest of Klal Yisrael, but I'll build a nation through you, Moshe. So there's a sheres apleta. There are survivors. That was the gzeira, which was then annulled. By the chet of eating from Sudas HaChashverosh, there's a gzeira, nashim anashim v'taf, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam allowed a gzeira of kliya, that didn't happen, but there was such a gzeira, but there was no exception. It wasn't said that Mordechai HaTzadik, you are leave and I'll build Klal Yisrael to you, Mordechai. There was no such exception. I'm sorry? A good question. The question is strong. I'm just going. It's a good question. Chazal say it wasn't deep. The oimek of the betrayal seems the worst betrayal in the history. That he made a suda where he was defying Hashem, celebrating Siluk Hashchina, the Churban Beis Hamikdash. It won't. It's not to eat at that suda, to have any thought, not to puke at that suda, not to faint, and any suda celebrating Siluk Hashchina, and to go there, it was from the gravest sin in our history. I don't think. I'm not saying it like my theories, weighing sins. The Einesh, we've never seen an Einesh like that in our lives. Rabbeinu Yonah describes in Shari Tshuva that you look at the Einshim of the Torah to describe what mitzvah's worth what. So Einshim are very instructive. The Einesh to this sin is like nothing we've ever seen in our lives, ever. It's unparalleled. Whatever pshat you have, it's an unparalleled einish in the history of our nation. The egel doesn't seem to have that level einish that we got for eating from the suda. So there seems to be by all apparent one of the gravest sins in our history. And of course, Mordechai evokes a massive tshuva movement, and Klal Yisrael does tshuva. We had eaten at a mishtayayin. We had eaten at a mishta yayin and done terrible avers. Terrible aver just to be at the party. And Klal Yisrael does it nairadika tshuva. That we celebrate Purim with a mishta yayin is a pella, the Svasem says. Any type of tshuva, the svara would be, don't bring up that terrible chet, stay away. Don't bring up. Ein kateger nasa seneger. The Kohen Gadol doesn't want to bring up any gold, not to hint at the Chet HaEgel. Don't hint at it. You don't hint at the Chet HaEgel. Literally one day a year that there shouldn't be any Yayin should be Purim. Any other day, 364 days a year, maybe not Yom Kippur, any other day you have a reason, a Mishta Yayin. The day of the year, one of the gravest, maybe the gravest sin of our history, was eating at a party. And on that day, there's an Inyan Gans Klal Yisrael, Mishtayayin. Drink, geschmack, get drunk. It's the one time, it's a pella. Don't make any hint. Don't remind. We did tshuva, now stay away. You know that? Don't touch that. And yet on Purim, the day where the grave sin was at a party, fakert, mirror a party of yayin, drinking, geschmack, mirror that. The words that probably many of us have heard our whole lives, but I want to understand it. Well, I really want to add Havana as bet to something that I'm starting, that maybe I'm understanding, at least would like to try to understand it with you. So what the Svas Emes says, this is the words, but our obligation is to understand the words. And I think if we understand the words, it will make a big difference in our lives. The words are, when a person does tshuva meyira, so tshuva meyira, he doesn't get punished for the averus. But the averus are there. Doesn't get punished. Tshuva me'ava, the Gemara says, the zidaynes nas lekischuyos. His averus become mitzvahs. I want to make a claim to Yaakov. I've thought this for a long time. I said it publicly on Purim, so I held it a long time. But I already said it on Purim to friends. I'm going to tell you a theory. Did anybody ever wonder that Reish Lakish is called the head bandit? Is that ridiculous? He's a robber? He's one of the great tzaddikim in the Gemara, in Amayra, all through Shas, and we call him Reish Lakish. It's a Gemara in Bava Metzi, it's an Aveira, a Baal Tshuva, it's Dachan Isser Daraisa, you're playing with the Surim Daraisa. It's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia that a person's about tshuva. You're not allowed to mention his old deeds. And Rish Lakish and Shash is called the chief bandit. So Pella. Anybody who knows the story of Rabbi Yochanan publicly alluded to Rish Lakish being a bandit. And Rish Lakish was very ashamed, felt very badly. Why did Rabbi Yochanan do that? Why does the Gemara call him Rish Lakish, and why did Rabbi Yochanan do it? I want to say Bederech Efsher. I'm bringing it, the Sfas Emes doesn't say it. I'm saying this Bederech Efsher, but I want to explain the Sfas Emes, the way I understand it. Why don't we call him? Bader Daniel, what do you call him? A bandit. He did tshuva. You call him a bandit for. And I want to say, if you do tshuva me'ava, your averus become mitzvahs. He's a bandit. Each ma'isa aver was a mitzvah. Now, why did other people did tshuva? What are you talking about, Kalish? Rabbi Kiva did tshuva. We don't talk about his old days. There are many about tshuva. You don't call him his old days. What are you talking about, Kalish? Anybody who knows the story about Rish Lakish knows that the original tshuva is Rabbi Yochanan said, I have a sister. You'll marry my sister. So the aschal of Rabbi Yochanan telling Rish Lakish, the Gemara even says that it was Mateshes Kaychai, Rav Gosman said it was a Shaloi Lishma original Kabbalah. Rav Gosman said that Torah Lishma gives Kaychas to a person. Shaloi Lishma is Mateshes Kaychai. His original Kabbalah was Shaloi Lishma. Is it possible that all over Shas it calls him a bandit is a way of saying that he had tshuva me'ava? His averus were mitzvahs. He's not afraid of his averus. And it said it on Reish Lakish, who the start of his mice had some shaloi lishma, but the vada came to the highest levels of lishma. And it came to madregas of ava, he's called a bandit. His averus become mitzvahs. Now, I'm not paskening on about tshuva. You're not let us say his old maisim. You don't know. You don't know the nature of me'ava, me'ira. It reminds him, it's usher to do. But if the kavana here is to say that he has tshuva me'ava, the Sfas Emes says that the reason on Purim we drink yayin is we're not afraid. Yom Kippur is tshuva me'ira. See, we don't mention in Kategan as Senegar, so we're very, very careful. The avoid of Yom Kippur is lufnai v'lufnim. We're careful, no big days of. We don't want to elicit the egel. On Purim is tshuva me'ava, we're not afraid of the party. We behave, you say, shh, stop, chever. No, we're not afraid. We're not afraid to listen. Now, what's the pshat? What is this? What is this that tshuva me'ava, the avera become mitzvahs? What's happening? What is it saying to us? What is this, like a scorecard? Let Hashem do His. What's it saying to us, Rav Avi? We need to manage. Hashem keeps His own school. He doesn't need our help. So what is this? Like, our averus, I can't... That's God's bookkeeping. God does God bookkeeping. What shaykhs do we have to God's bookkeeping? That tshuva me'ava, the averus are on the ledge of mitzvahs. There's an oimek here that I want to say as follows. Tshuva me'ira is a person, their experiences. And the person who sinned, but now he has something, he has a harata, he definitely has a regret. Whatever the sibah of the regret, and he does tshuva me'ira. He doesn't want to sin anymore. That's a tshuva me'ira. And certainly he's not punished for the averus. Hashem's a reitzeh, his tshuva is mekabel tshuva. If tshuva me'ava means that you're completely resolved, you've come back to Yishrashim, you've come back to who you are, tshuva me'ava, to the teeth, the person's come back to who they are, then the very shrushim that caused averus have now been brought to Hashem. It wasn't all the midas and the tonais and all the shrushim of what he did have now been returned to the right places. People are taiv, people are a bundle, we're souls. Tshuva me'ava is a bechina that the person has resolved back into a relationship. The neshama craves Hashem. The neshama craves Hashem. The Tanya describes that the neshama is called the ner. It's the ner Hashem is nishmas Adam. Just like in Ner, he says that the Levana is the Kayach of Eish, and the Ner jumps up away even from almost Ad Kedei Mesiras Nefesh. It's running away from its little source here because it's going to its real source. And he says the neshama of a person craves Hashem. And every aspect that we have, every part of us was given. We were built in a beautiful way that every aspect, every single aspect is meant to serve Hashem and is meant to be brought, every aspect of the person, to Hashem. Not a world of defying self, of beating up of self, not a world of like changing self. Kiddush is the highest. It's very instructive. Yom Kippur, which is Yira. So we first fast, we first eat, we have mitzvah to eat, and the next day fast. The Precious is like is the culmination. Purim, which is Tshuva Meyava, of course there's a Precious, there's a Tainus, but then there's Sudas. The end day is the expression of self. Is all the parts of self utilized right in the service of Hashem? Tshuva Me'ava is that place that the person has resolved and connected and is close and has brought all his parts to Hashem that he always craved and wants the connection to. That is Tshuva Me'ava. In that place of Tshuva Me'ava, in that place, the person is Averis HaMitzvahs. They're all part of this process of bringing the parts to Hashem. So it's Averis HaMitzvahs. They're all part of this journey. Now he's close to Hashem. Each Avera was part of a process of bringing, of being Mekariv, that part. It was this journey. Each Avera is a Schus. It's not relevant to us for scorecard. We don't need to keep. We're not doing the scorecard. It's relevant for the Eifen of Avodah, of how we're serving Hashem, of what we're trying to do, of not negation and beating up the sin of Yah. I was asked tomorrow to speak to a whole bunch of people about the dangers of the world and Taivas. And there's something I want to express that you're not, there's not a word of negation of self, of these urges and all these difficult. There's something, the goal of life is we're built beautifully, wonderfully. We're built with all different parts that are gorgeous, that are precious. Every aspect of us is wonderful. And then there's an avaida bringing that all. That's all in Tshuva Me'ava, the person going back to the bend to the av, in every aspect of returning. Not a davar, a Tshuva Me'ir is a davar chitzayni, something scaring me. There's some, a Tshuva Me'ava is the full shlemus of Tshuva, that the person has come back and brought everything to where it's supposed to be. In that place, Averis become mitzvahs in that place. They were all shrushim of Taiv that have been returned to Taiv and brought. It's been brought, every one of those shrushim have been brought to their right place, and the person is rewarded for all those shrushim being returned to their places. In that world of Tshuva Me'ava, resolved people were not afraid to say, we call him Reish Lakish. And it's announced that Tshuva Me'ava could be that he's called Reish Lakish. We're not afraid, well, you're going to mention what he did. Whatever tchuna that was, whatever shayrish that was returned with Taiv. Call him that name. We drank on Purim. We're not afraid of the shrushim. We brought them. We've returned them to where they're supposed to be. To the point that when Moshe davens for us, and of course the goal of the leader is to see that, I could just, of course, we could say, and anybody thought in this kasha that kishay ayref, I'm kishay ayref who? Anybody understands it could be used. I didn't need a whole akdama, and anybody understands a bad mida could be used l'tayv. But it's deeper than it. You could find a way. It's an important aymek, and the Rebbe sees this. Moshe, who prays and is empowered by Hashem, sees the world of kishay ayref serving Hashem. That's what he visualizes, a world of Kshei Ayref serving Hashem. Not a world of people fighting their ksheyarif and stopping to be ksheyarif, a twisted, convoluted world. He sees the ultimate dream. He says to Hashem, Yelech na Hashem became an kiyam ksheyarifu. I visualize the very people that have sinned with ksheyarif. I see a world. There's a Rebbe here who sees the ksheyarif as a, I see them serving with this ksheyarif. I see a tshuva meyava. I see a day that this Avera will become a mitzvah. I see a tremendous tshuva, not just they'll battle this, and not just even they'll eventually utilize it with Taiv. I see Shrashim that are Kulei Taiv. I see Ksheyayrif that's Kulei Taiv, and Yelech Nashem Bekebenu Kiyam Ksheyayrif. Every aspect of the sin, every Shairish of the sin, I could see a place, and there'll be a place, that you should actually walk inside of us Kiyam Ksheyayrifu. And as such, I can see, he sees that world, we're close to that. The Rebbe seeing that, of course, allows it to be. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu sees, that shayrish of sin being returned l'tayv, being formed l'tayv. It's a different look. It's a different look. It's a different approach in our own Avodas Hashem. It would end up being a whole different approach in our own Avodas Hashem. And there'll be battles, and sometimes we'll have to be Pirish, but of course. But we won't find that we're like fighting ourselves, and we'll find that we're bringing out ourselves, that we're digging deep and getting in touch with ourselves. That's what will emerge. That was what emerged from such a mitzvah. I shared with some a vart about Reb Meir, a beautiful Reb Meir, and this the idea of the shrashim, of our pure and precious shrashim, is a big inyan of the whole Purim. Amalek who attacks Hanachshalom Acharecha and attacks the essential beauty of Klal Yisrael, the Banim Lashem. Now Amalek attacks that. And I want to speak about Reb Meir. I told some friends again on Purim, but I want to share with you something incredible about Reb Meir. This I never told Rav Shraga Feivel in my life. I want to tell you a chiddush about Reb Meir. This is a wild chiddush. All of us know the Gemara Kedushin Lamed Vav. Reb Yehuda says that a ben is only, you're only called banim Lashem when you're oisim aisa banim. Reb Meir says, "Ben kach uben kach nikra banim. A ben is a ben is a ben. A son is a son is a son." So I want to say we're learning Gittin in Yeshiva, and in Masechtas Gittin it says that there was a Roman king, Nero in Caesar, who went the general to attack Yerushalayim. This Nero, and he wanted to see, will he have heavenly assistance? So he shoots an arrow in all different directions. And whatever direction he shoots the arrow, Josh, it goes to the Yerushalayim. So he sees Hashem wants him to attack Yerushalayim. Any direction, a nes shoots this way, bends Yerushalayim, this Yerushalayim, any Arba Rucha is Yerushalayim. He asks a kid, Psychli Psukecha, he asks a Jewish kid, what pasuk? He stops the kid on the street, tell me what pasuk you're learning. And the kid said, I'm going to avenge Edom. Oh, am I going to punish the nation that starts up with my people? And Niran runs away in his Megayer. He says, I'm not attacking. What happened? What Niran saw is even when Klal Yisrael sins, they clearly had sinned to the point that Hashem said, I want to destroy Yerushalayim, the arrow any direction. But Hashem said, I love them. Their Shairish is pure. They're my sons. I love them. At the time, it's the Gzeira right now, at this second of the Gzeira, Hashem is saying at this moment of the Gzeira, Hashem is saying, oh, am I going to punish anybody who touches them? And now they're sinning. You're putting all the arrows. They're banim, the essential goodness of Klal Yisrael. Banim of Hashem. The essential goodness. Who came out of Nero and Kesar? His Megayer, says the Gemara in Gittin and Zion, his descendant was none other than Reb Meir. His descendant was Reb Meir. I want to say perhaps that this is the Sheirish of Reb Meir who says, Benkach Ubenkach Banim. The mayor in Kedushin who says, Benkach Ubenkach. Person sins, a ben is a ben is a ben. The Sheirish, the ben is a ben a ben. The Chassam Sofer says on the Megillah that Hashem is busy making Nisim for Klal Yisrael right from the start of the Megillah. At the party we did one of the grave sins of our history. At that party is the Nisei Purim. Vashti is killed at that party, setting up the Nisim of Hashem, setting up Esther at the very party. And the Chassam Sofer says that's the Banim, the Nikra Banim, and he says that's the anti-Amalek. Amalek who attacks Nachshalom Acharecha, who says, don't give me that there's a people that's the Am Hashem. Don't give me this people that's the Am Hashem, attacks the Bris Milah. And the opposite of Amalek is the essential goodness of the Jewish nation. Banim are Banim are Banim. Chassam Sofer, he calls it the Ikar of the Megillah, he calls it. So I wanted to share this, that Moshe our Rebbe, the way he defends Klal Yisrael remarkably and sees the Am Kshei Yairif, the words you would think not to mention, the words that Hashem describes as the Shayr Shevchet. And certainly all of us understand that Midas can be used different ways. But the Shayrish that's pure, the Shayrish that's good, and Moshe sees it as such, and his defense of the nation describes a nation whose Kherif, the very Midah that was Goyim the Chet, but he sees a place of that Midah in the service of Hashem, and calls upon that Midah, he sees a world of Tshuva Me'ava. He sees the hope and the future of a Tshuva Me'ava that's going to be performed, a nation that's going to resolve, a nation that obviously with great stubborn and tenacity is going to serve Hashem. He doesn't shy away or get afraid of like a midara. That's not what's happening. There's a midah there. My wife described to me, she didn't tell me names. She sits at a lot of meetings. She works with people, and there was like a very energetic kid. She described people like saying, we've been working for months, we can't believe we haven't changed him yet. We can't believe they're working for months. She's heard, we're learning Torah together. We can't believe he hasn't been changed yet. The Midas, who wants to change? We want to direct and take the, as if like these Mishrashim of Ra. That you're trying to like break Shrashim or Brah. We're trying to channel and use and tap into all the Shrashim that are Taiv, the human being, the precious human being. We can't believe he hasn't changed yet. that's a Tshuva Meir. That's not the dreams of a Rebbe. A Moshe Rabbeinu is not afraid to mention Kshei Yairif in his defense. In a Tshuva Meir world, he would say, don't mention that. You know, they've changed, they're really different now. I know you saw Kshei Yairif, they're really, in a world of Moshe Rabbeinu, a world of where a Rebbe is bringing us, a Rebbe brings to Olam Haba. He sees a developed and finished world, he sees a perfect world, the Rebbe is seeing the way it should be. In that world, you're not afraid to say, he's a Kshei Yairif, you know, don't say it, or that was like what, where they sin, say it, the Kshei Yairif Hashem. I see a world of Kshei Yairif where they're serving Hashem. We say the words in davening, "Afachta mispedi l'machale." You have switched around my hesped, my eulogy, to a circle, to a dance. The very anhagas that people said eulogies on me, the very things that people were saying were my death knell. They're going to cause my death. Have become a circle, a dance. Kshei Yairif, that was a hesped, that was a eulogy, a chalim, turns lemachli, it turns into a circle of dance. Don't you see a vision of Kshei Yairif serving Hashem? Those very anhagas and midas and shreshim, the very midas of eating by the party of Achashverosh. We can analyze what those shreshim are going to that party. And those midas become whatever those shreshim are. They become part of the picture of servants of Hashem. And today we're sitting, the beautiful parties, all the svaras of Bli Das, of forgetting, of all the mindless of what a party could be and does. We're busy, Klal Yisrael's busy with parties. And we're not afraid on Purim. Remember the party. It all turned around. We've resolved. We've collected all our parts and we dedicate them to Hashem. So we're not afraid of any part. I wanted to share this with the Chevra Agudat Shalom.